Welcome to an episode of The Silly with the Lulligans. This is Mitch, Brad.
Hello.
Matthew Bird.
Hi.
New laptop. So hopefully this all works. Hopefully you're hearing this and it's not just me cursing tonight. Well, yeah. I'll curse tonight regardless.
Yeah, and here's the thing, man. It we're to the point of the season now, and by season I mean podcast season, where it's getting dark early and it's a pain in the ass for me to, you know, get out of my cave and come up here.
You're such a victim.
And so to come up last week and fucking just not have a podcast, I tell you.
Oh, believe you me, I know. I heard your suffering. I heard your suffering plenty. I don't think people understand what I go through with you.
I know.
I put up with a lot of shit.
I know. Does that new pod or laptop of yours, can we phone in? I'd like to lay in my bed and phone in a podcast.
We've heard other podcasts what happens when people phone it in.
That's true. I'm happy to be here. Sorry. We've actually got a lot to talk about.
Well, because we've
got a lot. You've got a lot to talk about. I'm just going to sit here going, "What we got to talk about?"
All right.
Well, considering we actually haven't had a show in like 3 weeks because of that computer issue,
that's better than some USL podcasts. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, we got to refocus.
We're going to refocus tonight. Start off with, I just want to mention Charity du Jour again. We kind of gave the numbers in the middle of the last podcast because we got some totals that night. But for the record, we raised $21,144 for 2017.
That's ridiculous.
Good job.
And our three-year total is at $44,000, but that doesn't include like our New Year's game and things like that. So I'm confident in saying we're over $45,000 for 3 years.
That is amazing.
I think so, and I, you know, I wish the league cared about it and would you know, give us a little recognition. But
yeah, but they kind of got this whole playoff thing going on.
Dude, every time Cincinnati sells a season ticket, they put up a new graphic fucking blowing them.
I would like to remind you that Cincinnati made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We've still won as many games as them in the playoffs.
That's right. And actually, I tweeted it. They've lost more playoff games than we have.
This is true,
so
too.
So technically, I think we're ahead of them.
Because we are 0-0-0, which is better than 0-0,
right.
Negative 2.
We're batting 500.
That's right.
Or 1,000.
We're batting 1,000.
Or 0. But it's better than losing.
We're just not batting. That's the problem.
Charity-wise, though, we're doing a hell of a job.
So. That we are. Well done, peeps.
The only real St. Louis news, St. Louis FC news that has come out is there was an article in the Post kind of giving the rundown of the season. And, you know, obviously we're all disappointed we didn't make the playoffs once again. But Jeremy was quoted saying they don't want to make huge changes like they did last year. They're wanting to keep a core of the guys, you know. We know just from anecdotal evidence.
The team.
Yeah. We know from anecdotal evidence that we know Gorick's on a 2-year, we know Mirko's on a 2-year, and we know Valeski's on a 2-year.
I'm good with all that.
I like all three of them. And actually, a little bit of news came up. Matt, you said on one of the Reddit forums that Grinwis may be having an offer, right?
Yeah, I just speculation I saw on Reddit that Orlando City are about to offer him an MLS contract.
I'm not. Stuart and I talked about that last night, and I was going to bring it up and just forgot about it. It was a brand new Reddit account, STLFC91, so they're obviously a Seth fan. I'm questioning the validity of it.
Well, here's the thing.
It's possible.
It wouldn't shock me if they brought him in.
Absolutely true.
So let's just say there's a potential for him to move on.
Absolutely true.
You've got a thing that he's going to have
to. He had a good season on a shitty team.
Playing injured.
And also, I do want to give a shout-out for Gorick. I know a lot of people complain and bitch and moan about Gorick. Statistically, he didn't have a bad year. I think he had a bad year for him. We've talked about the Colorado altitude thing. We've talked about some other things, but I still think he's a damn good keeper in this league.
Absolutely.
And I, you know, for those people who are you know, clutching their pearls that he may be our starter. I don't think that's a bad call.
I think Garrick deserves a settled back four in front of him.
Definitely.
You know, I think he deserves a settled back four that's not in the doghouse for three games at a time, each player.
So I'm not upset with that. As far as the other guys, we don't know. We don't know who's coming back. We don't know, and we probably won't know until we have a better idea of the coaching situation.
Yeah, you have to have a game plan going forward first.
Because depending on who the coach is going to affect what kinds of players he wants. And again, we're assuming Preki's not coming back. I know that, I mean, there hasn't been an announcement made. I don't know why. I mean, he could be coming back. That could be one reason why. Another reason why is, you know, the terms of contracts differ. Maybe they're looking for a way out. Maybe he's still talking to teams. I don't know. It's all speculation.
It is. And really, I'm just as guilty as anybody.
It's upsetting because you do see news coming out of Cincinnati, you know, announcing which players they're bringing back.
But they have a stable
coach. Well, yeah, and I mean, Tulsa announces they're bringing their coach back, and, you know, different coaches are being hired.
It's they're not making changes. It's the same guys coming back.
Right. But it gives you the sense that other teams are doing stuff, and you think we aren't, but we know they are.
Yeah, it's no different than just filling up your tank of gas in your car. You still have the same car.
Right.
The circles of lower league American soccer all talk behind the scenes. They all know what's going on. If we're talking to people and that, you know, nothing can be announced until potentially other coaches have stopped coaching.
Well, that's the fact. I mean, the guys who we would be interested in, most likely either their seasons have just finished or they're still playing in a playoff game somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they haven't found out for sure if
they're coming back or not.
If their team is even coming back. Don't forget, we've got NASL teams whose, you know, future is in the air. We've got USL 2, MLS 2 teams in USL whose futures are still in the air. So not necessarily time to panic that they haven't hired a coach yet.
As anxious as I am for us to move forward and move on, the rational part of my brain has to say, okay, there's a lot of activity still going on for this season. Right. We can't move on to next season yet.
And the other part of my brain is screaming, do something!
Yeah, that again.
It's going to be a long off season. I'm just telling you that right now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm already going nuts.
It's already been a long off season.
I know. It has.
Let's talk about a couple things going on in U.S. soccer. This week we found out that Detroit's MLS bid has gotten a change. They've added another billionaire, one of the Fords, and their plan is to play at Ford Field, the Detroit Lions home field, but they've also put $100 million renovation into that. I know MLS wants soccer-specific stadiums, but we've seen in Atlanta and we've seen in Seattle that when the football owner's involved and they want that billionaire involved, I think they can bend some things to happen if they want Detroit to happen.
Detroit's a big city, guys. It's a big city, a big market. I've always maintained that MLS wants Detroit to put that little rebel uprising in Hamtramck out of business.
We'll get to controversies and conspiracies later,
I'm
Matt Berg.
I'm telling you.
But aside from that,
yeah,
Detroit's a good market for them to be in. It adds some flair for, you know, the Minnesota team up there, some rivalry, you know, the Chicago, Minnesota,
Toronto,
Detroit, Toronto. Yeah.
I was about to say Columbus.
It kind of fits into that regional rivalries that they want to build. So I wouldn't be shocked. Other MLS news, Nashville approved their stadium. I think Nashville's got to be one of the
favorites. It's an
attraction. So I still maintain, right? If Columbus does leave for Austin, you've still got Detroit coming in and Nashville. Since he's still on the outside looking in, I think.
Well, and Cincinnati did come out this week. They're moving ahead with stadium plans, and their ownership has offered to put in even more money. So they're going to try to do it, you know, a better deal than the first deal.
But if four teams are coming in at this round, right? So you got Sacramento.
Let's do our power rankings.
Well, hold on though, because Sacramento may still be getting.
I can't see him job in San Francisco Sacramento again.
But you know what? You say that, but when you have Nashville and Detroit with that kind of,
they're doing everything right in Sacramento.
But they did it all right the last time and didn't get in.
Three teams. I'm not coming into MLS from the Midwest.
No, absolutely not.
So you got Detroit. I'm classing Nashville as the Midwest.
They are.
But it's that I-75 corridor.
Right. I think Nashville is number one right now.
I think Nashville and Sacramento will be the two announced in December. That's my prediction.
I think it'll be Detroit and Sacramento and one of either Nashville, Cincy next team.
I think Detroit's in that group. And I also think Phoenix is a dark horse for that team.
I think Phoenix is a dark horse, yeah.
We don't know
with Phoenix yet what their stadium situation is.
Detroit and Nashville, first run, and then maybe Sacramento.
Boy, you think they push Sacramento off again?
Absolutely. They did it once to them. And let's be honest, we're fully aware in St. Louis how they dangle the carrot and take it away.
Oh, I know.
This isn't anything new.
But
I'm sure we'll get into the whole Columbus situation.
Every hurdle they've put in front of Sacramento, they've jumped it.
Yeah, but they're also California where there's five teams within 150 miles.
Well,
I mean, they have,
then
don't get me wrong.
Then
they
let's
have
talk
the,
about Texas.
Yeah, so that's...
If Columbus moves to Austin, which, again... I don't think makes a lot of sense on the surface of it, but money talks. And Precourt had this in his deal.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger villain in soccer right now?
Oh, no. Fuck him, and we'll get to him in a minute. But that screws San Antonio.
Yeah, they're done.
Any chance they're
done.
But San Antonio made their own bet with with that lease agreement with the stadium.
But San Antonio is going to go after MLS and say, hey, if Precourt had talked to you before we submitted our bid and before they bought Toyota Stadium.
Yeah, before they leased it from the city.
Because they apparently Spurs Sports Group talked to MLS and said, look, is there a future for us in MLS? And they said, yes. You know, I mean, not they didn't guarantee him a team, but they said, yeah, you'll be a part of it. But if they had already made the deal with Precourt that he could move to Austin – then San Antonio.
Bait and switch. And
let's be honest, they made it because they read.
It was in his contract.
Right. You don't say, oh, the guy's buying the team and he's got all sorts of clauses. We won't bother reading it.
And,
we trust
and
you.
And MLS being a single entity group, they had to. I mean, it's
there because it's theirs.
Right.
They own it.
Right.
They own the rights to it. So
I think San Antonio has a case, to be honest.
But honestly, MLS will probably just pay it off because. You know, they've become the bad guys. So I think in the end, I think Nashville, Sacramento, Detroit, and then Phoenix. And if Phoenix can't get it done, I think Cincinnati is their fallback.
Or Tampa.
I still think Tampa only gets in if Miami falls off.
Maybe that's fair.
We didn't talk about the whole Miami thing.
Because again, there's nothing happening in Miami.
Right. At some point in time, you have to wonder, are they just going to say enough's enough?
I think MLS knows they can just slide right into Tampa and get that other team for that Southern rivalry going.
Yeah,
let's be honest too. I'm sure the Beckham deal, they're not paying $150, $200
million. No, it was $25
million, wasn't it?
But
if there's a chance
to get
out of that.
But there was a time limit. So
right.
I don't know if they – because Beckham keeps adding investors from Qatar. And
yeah.
So I think by the end of it, he's going to be paying, you know.
He might just walk away too.
Who knows? If he's smart, he'd get in on Tampa Bay because they're ready. I don't know. So anyway, we don't know anything about MLS, but it's less and less likely that St. Louis is going to have any say in any of this.
We've been done since the vote. It's gone. It's done. It's not. I'd like to. You know, it's not. It's not happening.
Yep.
Hey, just wait, because you know that come the spring.
The Riz show's got the end. They know.
In the spring, there will be some. Console person or some.
Here's the thing.
They'll be looking and saying, hey, you know what? I have an opportunity to make a name for myself on TV again.
Here's why I think it's next to dead. If it doesn't get done within realistically 3 weeks here, Like, if there's not a magic money person that comes in and says, here's $60 million and I don't want anything for it, you know, then it pushes us into that second round, and MLS may bump that price up again. Yeah. So that's even more money.
And we've had one viable ownership group in 20 years.
Right.
We're not going to find another.
I just don't see it getting done. Nope. Okay. Let's talk about the NASL USSF lawsuit.
Dunzo.
Yeah, it's done in it.
They were denied their injunction. They are appealing that ruling, and that's set to meet December 15th.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
It's done.
It's dead.
They presented a case. The judge even said, yeah, I see what you're saying, where you are kind of at death's door if they make this decision. But they weren't able to prove any collusion. They weren't able to prove that MLS and USSF acted in such a way to specifically hurt NASL.
Yeah,
they recognized that the rules they've made
are shit.
Have hurt NASL, but they didn't do it to hurt NASL.
I forget how they said, but basically the judge said in not so many words, listen, USSF and MLS are shitty and shady, and we know this, but they didn't do exactly deliberately what you're saying.
And it recognized NASL has made their own mistakes.
Yeah, and the one thing, you know, coming back to the San Antonio thing, is that this judge basically said they don't play clean pool.
Right.
So it's going to open them up to a whole lot more coming forward based on this. I do think NASL has done a very good job of opening the door for MLS, USSF to get into trouble.
And I think ultimately, because we're basically at this point talking just about the Cosmos and Miami.
Yeah.
Those are the only two teams that really want to push this lawsuit, and I think they're looking for a payout. Because Cosmos have basically said they're never going to be in USL, and they're never going to play anything lower than D2.
But as I say, they're going to be a team without a league.
Right, and I think Miami's right there with them. It did come out officially that North Carolina Football Club, used to be the Railhawks. They are coming to USL, and that was part of their bitch, is that their owner Malik sits on the board of USSF. But his defense is, look, I saved you guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it going, and you guys told me, this time next year, we'll have all our ducks in a row and everything will be fine. I think he just said enough's enough.
Much like the St. Louis Blues, they're an abusive girlfriend.
It's a shell game. I'm getting out while I can.
I think ultimately, you can't have two leagues at the same tier. It doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. It can't happen here. You can't have two competing leagues.
I think they would have let them, though, if they had taken care of business.
They never took care of business. That's the ultimate, the be-all, end-all.
And that goes back forever.
To 2010.
Right. So I feel bad, but the Deltas were folding anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it came out in the court stuff that they lost $10 million last year.
That is insane.
But the thing is, we saw it coming.
And we've actually talked about this before. Their travel costs, their rent. You know, in San Francisco, I mean,
anyone who's a soccer fan in San Francisco already goes and watches the earthquakes.
Yep. So it was one of the biggest clusterfucks I've ever come across.
And it also came out that they weren't the team that lost the most money. So some team lost more than 10 million.
It's got to be the Cosmos.
No, it doesn't have to be, because my mom's calling.
Well, it could have been Puerto Rico.
It could have been Puerto Rico. It could have been the Armada. Because
could have been Edmonton.
Their Armada was on death's door, and they had to be bailed out by the rest of the league. So you could be throwing that money into it. And that was the other thing. They were going to take on more debt to prop up the NPSL teams that didn't financially qualify to be D2.
So which again, you're still not qualifying.
Right.
That's the.
But, I mean, if USL's having a bunch of waivers too, maybe the
USL doesn't have a bunch of waivers.
They have one.
They have.
I had four.
They had two.
But irrelevant of that, maybe the standards for D2 are a little bit too high and need to come down a bit.
I think you can argue that about a few of them.
Yeah.
D2's, the only D2 standards that USL didn't meet were stadium size and turf.
Yeah.
And that was mostly because of the two teams.
Right. The team, the standards that NASL weren't meeting were number of teams, number of time zones, financial equity.
Yeah.
I mean, they're you can say they both got waivers, but one.
No, I agree with what you're saying. But also, let's take the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, for example. 4,500-seat stadium, it should be 5,000, right? It's a viable club. It's a good club. It's in a good location. They I don't know if they turn a profit or not, but I mean...
Well, and here's the thing. Toronto can theoretically go play in the big stadium.
Yeah.
So they check off that 5,000-seat requirement, but there's only 100 people there. So what's really... I think it should be more like you should maintain a certain level of attendance. You should, you know...
Are you viable in this league?
Right.
It needs to be a combination. It needs to be.
Think the population restriction is 75% of the teams in the league have to have a metro population of 750,000. You know, that's not really necessary. Omaha could support a USL team, even though they don't have 750,000. We can agree that, you know, maybe the D2 standards are set a little high, but I don't know. I don't think any of these things would have helped NASL.
No. I think at this point we're just having a general conversation about
which I think whoever becomes the new head of U.S. soccer needs to not only talk about the U.S. national team or MLS, they need to look at the entire
pyramid
and the women's side of the game too.
Yeah,
I will take this into consideration as Matthew Bird has nominated me.
Yeah.
So anyway, the NASL, the next court date is December 15th. Again, kind of like last year, we're going to be pushing into that time where leagues are trying to figure out their schedules. Leagues are trying to figure out, you know, well, NASL is trying to figure out, do we exist? And then those teams trying to figure out,
where do we play?
Do we go?
Here's what I don't understand, right? And this goes with Indy, right? Indy are fighting having to move to USL tooth and nail.
But why? I don't get why.
But they had an MLS bid.
I don't know.
We hate you, but we want to be one of you.
They seem to have fundamental disagreements with how MLS /USL are run.
But had an MLS bid.
Right. And then at a certain point, they're going to run out of options. I mean, I guess they could elect to drop down to D3.
And then play teams with,
but I mean, the fans had a TIFO saying USL, please. I mean, they're ready. I mean, because they could actually travel to some games.
Yeah,
and
I mean, how great would it be for them to go to
at some point though? I mean, I don't understand the whole, supporting a league. You know, you support your club, and at some point you've got to do what's best for your club. Like Malik's doing in North Carolina.
Right.
Do what's best for your club and everything else be damned.
And I think, you know, maybe Indy wanted to believe in the NASL model.
Well, in their first year, it was successful for them.
Yeah.
So they, I mean.
Well, Indy's been successful.
Absolutely.
The problem with NASL in general is they've let the teams do whatever they want. So you do have the haves and the have-nots. At least you can argue about USL. They try to keep a level playing field. They try to make sure everybody's, you know, living up to their standards.
Until they send people to Oklahoma.
Except for the USL or the MLS 2 teams, which they just kind of ignore. I don't know. I think in the end.
But I think the MLS 2 teams are right now, they're the redheaded stepbrother. They're going to go away at some point in time.
I think they're going to slowly be phased out.
Yeah,
unless Vancouver.
Except for the hybrids. I think the hybrids, you know, the Bethlehem Steels, they have a place.
Yeah.
You know, but
like Vancouver's folding.
Toronto, or not Toronto, Montreal 2 folded last year.
Right.
Orlando City's a rumor to be on the block.
Right.
I think.
Right. You get into these things, they're going to go away, and that makes sense.
And don't forget, 2019, USL's D3 league comes in.
And they can easily drop down.
And MLS could say, okay, we've done this. There was a bridge to get us there. Now let's put those MLS 2 teams in D3.
Sorry, Mitch, I keep interrupting you.
Yeah, you do. The only thing with that, though, is that I have a serious concern seeing how some of these teams, like Red Bull 2, they were a good team this year.
They were
a really good team.
They won the championship last year.
Right, and they got to the semifinals this year. If they go down to D3, are they going to beat up on a Des Moines?
Well, yeah.
I mean, objectively, you know, is that necessarily a fair? I mean, and again, maybe they are. Maybe they compete well. I don't know. But that parity kind of gets thrown off if you have the twos drop down.
But then you also have Red Bull may want to get some of the better players on that team, loan them out to Rochester.
Right.
Or someplace that, yeah, we do have our D3 team, but the guys who are really close to being on the verge.
I think I see that happening.
We can loan them out to a USL team.
I also don't think it's worth it financially to be paying 22 guys and a coaching staff and plane tickets everywhere and hotel tickets everywhere, you know, and a full slate of games for a reserve team when you maybe only get two or three guys that make it into the first team.
Is it that far off from an academy team, really?
It will be interesting to see if...
Or a PDL team?
How many teams they're targeting for this D3 league, because if they do it like, say, NPSL, they may have regional pockets where you only play the Northeast and you only play the Southeast. That would solve some of the travel concerns, and then you don't have the regulations on how big your field has to be. You don't have the regulations of, you know, the different things that the hoops that they have to jump through. They're much lower for D3.
Yeah,
we're on the verge of it being really awesome. If it's
done right, it can be. It really can be.
Which leads us to the next point. Midfield Press and Soccer and Sweet Tea both released the info this week that USL has trademarked USL Championship, USL League One, USL League Two, and USL Youth. So this may be what USL is lining up for. USL Championship speculated that might be the cup competition between the USL teams. USL League One would be the current USL. USL D3 would be USL League Two.
Yeah.
And USL Youth would be the PDL.
I think it's great.
Yeah,
I really
kind
do.
And it gives us all sort of, you know, names we're kind of accustomed to. It's that European kind of feel. I don't know. I like it.
I think it's a good idea. And if for nothing else, you have that obvious ladder. You know, right now, people don't PDL.
It starts to look like the ladder.
Yeah.
Yes.
People don't know that, okay, well, who plays in the PDL? Well, some guys do and some guys don't. You know,
USL Youth gives you a...
Yes, this is one step out of an academy. This is, you know, you get that obvious ladder designation. I think it's a brilliant move. The only thing I don't like the championship idea, unless it is the cup, which is fine. As long as they're not calling the current USL USL Championship like champion.
No, like, I think the championship is speculated to be a cup competition.
If they try to do it like the, you know.
Right. Yeah, it gets confusing for people you're explaining the premiership to.
Yeah.
Well, there's the premiership, and there's the championship, and then there's League One.
Right.
Wait,
exactly.
But League One is really League Three.
I don't want it to get like that. I want it to be simple, because Americans are simple.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting. The only thing I don't like about the championship thing is I'm afraid it takes away from the U.S. Open Cup. I wish they would just put more into the U.S. Open Cup.
You can play. I'm all right with it. You know, you play the League Cup, the Carling Cup, or the Carabao Cup, and you play the FA Cup in England. It's the same kind of thing. It has to be a sweetener for the Knoxvilles and of the world that are looking at D3.
Right.
That say, hey, you know, if we do this
League
Cup thing, you could have Cincinnati traveling to come. You know, we could draw against them, or, you know.
And it gives you a little bit, another piece of hardware to brag about to try to win.
It gives us more soccer.
That's nice. The only thing the other thing I wanted to mention about that is, of course, speculation ran wild when they saw this. This is the first step to ProRail. It could be. It really could be. If they wanted to market it or try it in the United States,
this is how it's got to happen.
This is how it would happen. Just like the video assist, we wanted to look at it. Let USL try it first season.
Again, I can't. I honest to God, I can't see it happening.
I don't think so either. But if there ever was a way to do it, that would be a first step.
I agree. But I think it'd be wildly successful.
Oh, I do too. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
MLS can't have ProRail being successful. They can't.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. But if MLS sees it as inevitable. If they see FIFA is going to make them do it,
yeah,
they could put it off a few years and work out all the bugs. Mm-hmm. So if you do get a team like, let's just say, Hartford, Maine has a D3 team, and they win the league, but they're not really ready to move up. We could experiment how that works. Do you come up with a 1,000-seat stadium, or do you opt to stay down? What do you do if you opt to stay down? You know what I mean? They can kind of do a trial run on all these different scenarios.
Yeah. And because you're going to have teams fold. You're going to have them come in. You know, there's it gives you plenty of options. Nothing complicated about it, really.
And again, it's way early to even speculate on that. Just a thought to throw it out there.
I do think it will be successful, though.
I think people love it.
And I think the ratings would go through the roof.
Yeah, I do too. Again, because it makes not only the race for the playoffs exciting, it makes the bottom of the table games who nobody gives a shit about now. Oh, yeah, now there's a reason to watch.
I could totally see us driving to Des Moines to watch a promotion game.
I can totally see us driving to Des Moines to watch a relegation
game. If you're an ownership group in Knoxville, Tennessee, okay, and you've got NISA knocking on your door with their little
thing,
or you've got Jake Edwards knocking on your door and saying, you know what, we're going to try and go for pro rel in about 5 years. We think this is what we're going to do. You're going to jump in with the USL because you're going to be like, you know what, if I play my cards right and I got a good business plan and get some decent players and do this right, I could be right there, you know, in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. And it will really take the knees out from under the NASL diehards and the NISA diehards that are saying...
there are no NISA diehards.
Peter Wilt.
All right. Yeah.
You know, who say, you know, USL doesn't do it right. That would be a way to say, hey, we're going to try. I don't know. Way too early to even talk about that. A couple other...
I wouldn't say it's way too early, though. I'd say it's two years.
I think we just had a very decent conversation with our
people,
truths and zeros. Yeah. Right.
Well, and way too early to say it's going to happen.
But USL did have pro rel back in the day.
This is true.
Yeah.
I think the groundwork is there. It's just a matter of actually executing.
Yeah.
However...
And if they do it, they at least have the structure in place to try it.
And if it fails, you have backup plans.
But I also see teams like Fresno coming in and Nashville coming in, and I believe the USL expansion fee is $5 million.
It's $5 million now, yeah.
You know, how do you that white elephant of asking people to spend all this money just to get relegated?
Yeah.
You know,
But asking a guy to potentially lose $5 million is a lot easier than asking a guy to potentially lose $150 million at MLS.
And you're still in the league, though.
And you still have to figure out a parachute payment or whatever. You know, in the Premier League,
yes.
There are, I don't want to say benefits, but some teams make a damn good living yo-yoing up and down. You know what I mean?
The issue is in MLS, there's no money.
Right.
To do parachute payments.
But hey, you know, remember a few years back, now we found out it was a study commissioned by Miami FC, so of course it's tainted. And take no fact out of this, but the TV revenue might exponentially jump up if there was pro rel. You know, if it catches on and if it makes the games that much more exciting, then there's more TV money.
I agree.
I mean, again, we're talking way down the road. It's not going to happen overnight.
But there has to be... My biggest thing is there has to be consequences for putting a bad product on the field.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
And,
like,
you know,
in St. Louis.
the ownership has to try. They can't just dial it in.
We're going to skip that. We're just going to move on. Next topic. Next.
Don't get me wrong.
No.
I mean,
no, I
we
know.
Would have been on the chopping block, especially last year when we were second bottom of the West. I mean, you know, we were right there, but it is what it is.
I'm going to get depressed. Move on.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the structure of USL coming up. We know that the Sounders 2 are moving to Tacoma next year.
Mm-hmm. And which really isn't much of a move, let's be honest.
No, but they're building a new stadium in Tacoma that will be bigger than Starfire, which will qualify for
D2.
Again, like the San Francisco Earthquakes thing, if you're already a fan of soccer in Tacoma, you drive 25 miles to CenturyLink.
Well, yeah, I drive 25 miles to see St. Louis FC.
But you also spend a lot less money going to Tacoma.
It's an option for fans and families who don't want to spend as much, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, again,
I don't think it made that much difference. Honest to God, you can dress it up how you like. It's still a reserve team.
I know.
And people know that. And people know that.
I agree. Speaking of reserve teams, Atlanta United has made some statements that they're looking to start a two-team in USL next year. Tremendously successful this year in MLS.
Wow.
I think they think, you know, we need to get some young kids in here and get them time. And so as much as we want the MLS two teams going away, there's at least one coming in.
Let's call Atlanta successful in 5 years when the novelty's worn off.
Good call. We have heard that, you know, maybe there are more MLS two teams folding. We heard names, but then those have kind of been all poo-pooed. Maybe Orlando 2 is going away. Maybe the Steel is going away. Maybe Swope's going away. We're not sure. But teams coming into the league, we know Las Vegas Lights FC is coming in.
They've done a great job already.
I think they're doing a lot of good work.
They've got a good street team working. The logo is fun.
Fresno FC is coming in, and they will be the Whitecaps affiliate.
And didn't they come out with their little logo with the fox on it?
That's their alternate logo, yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I
mean, was fun.
I don't,
it was different, wasn't it?
I don't, you know, get into mascots, but I think that works.
It does.
Nashville's coming in.
Yay.
For at least a couple years before they go to MLS. Atlanta 2 mentioned earlier, and we know Carolina FC from NASL is coming in.
It's a lot of East teams, isn't it?
Well, that's what we can talk about. And don't forget, we may add Indy 11, and we may add Jacksonville. I don't know what their current state is. I don't think any other NASL teams are coming over. We know Delta's folded.
There aren't.
Well, we know Delta's folded. We know Edmonton will go the Canadian League.
But when's that slated to start?
19.
They said it could start this year, so I don't know if they're going to, you know, have like a trial run or something.
So I wonder if they do, does that mean Toronto FC pulls out?
No.
Ottawa will.
No, but Ottawa said they're not going to right away. They're going to take a wait and see. They've got a few years where they can watch to see what happens to the Canadian Premier League.
I think Ottawa's been quietly surprised at how good this league is.
I think so. So anyway, if all that comes to true, we may bounce back to the West.
Again.
And I said it on Twitter and Facebook, and some people were like, oh, that doesn't make the difference. You know, I'm not saying it made the entire difference, but having to readjust your style for conference every year, it keeps you out of sorts. I think if you build up a history in a conference and you see the same teams and you see the same coaches every year, you can kind of get a bit of a book on them. I think it's done us harm jumping back and forth conference. Not the difference between the playoffs and not the playoffs, but maybe just a little bit, you know.
It adds to the inconsistency.
Yeah. We can't settle in. Again, I'm not saying we would be, you know, in the championship this weekend if we'd have never left the East to begin with. But
I like the West. I got to be honest. The start times for games sucked. They really suck, you know. Like
the away games, yeah.
10 o'clock starts. But I like the West. I look at the destinations I can go to and go, okay.
I've got two things to say if we move to the West. One.
Wreck.
Wreck in Colorado Springs.
Yep. And Nevada now.
Yep. Two, the bad thing, they're going to screw me out of my Nashville road trip, aren't they?
They gotta give
motherfucker.
No, they gotta give it to us.
I want some hot chicken, and I want it in 2018. I may take a trip to watch Nashville play, even if we're not playing. Take a bye week.
Can we go to Monell's again?
Do whatever you want, big guy.
Yeah. We may not even watch soccer.
Maybe not. Well, they got Wreck in Nashville.
No, not yet.
Damn it.
Yet.
But that said, we also could be looking at a Central Conference. I don't know if they'd try to squeeze it in this year.
I really hope they do.
I would like that very, very much.
I just did a half-assed drawing here, and I came up with 11, 11, 11.
That's what we've talked about before.
That's including Indianapolis and North Carolina, and that's getting rid of Vancouver, Orlando, and maybe Bethlehem Steel.
Where did Colorado fall on that?
Colorado, actually, I came up with 11 in the West, 10 in the Central, and 11 in the East. And Colorado was in the West, but you could flip them Central.
Okay.
So my theoretical Central Conference would be Indy 11, St. Louis FC, Swope, which they may go away, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Cincinnati, Louisville, Rio Grande Valley,
San Antonio.
San Antonio and Nashville. And then if we add Austin the next year, which would bump us up to the 11. Oh, Memphis too, yeah.
So then, Birmingham.
Birmingham, I think, goes east. Depends on... I don't know.
Yeah, Birmingham was one of the ones that...
Then you draw off a Southern Conference.
Because when I...
Birmingham can go east. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, yeah. When I looked at it, Birmingham went east, and Colorado went back to the west.
Yeah, and Birmingham, the reason I would put it east is kind of because it ties into that Florida, Georgia.
It's the Florida, Carolina.
Yeah.
There's a good grouping of them there.
Right. So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts. I think we'll be in the West or the Central next year.
I hope it's the Central. I really do.
I really do, too, because there's a lot of good road trips.
Yeah. We're going to travel a lot.
But if in the West, wreck. The only other couple things I had was shout out to Josh Sargent, St. Louis boy, St. Louis Scott Gallagher. I guess technically St. Louis FC Academy. We can claim him that way. Got called up for his first senior team appearance.
That's
awesome. With the U.S. national team.
Well, I think he'll make a difference. I really do.
I think they're going to get the shit kicked out by Portugal.
Oh my God, yeah.
But may as well get some of the younger. He wasn't the only young kid. There was a lot of first timers in that team and. Get him some game time. What the hell?
They'll all be clamoring to try to trade jerseys with Ronaldo.
I think Ronaldo's not playing.
I'm sure he's not.
But still.
My interest in the U.S. national team right now is just slightly above baseline.
But you know what? I'll watch to see Josh Sargent
play. Oh, I will
play.
Too. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Save the Crew still going. There's too much to say about the Crew, but Precourt's an asshole, and he's trying to move that team, and just the more and more I look at it, it's just dirty.
It's dirty. Isn't
it? It's dirty.
And I feel so sorry for Austin people. You want to be excited.
They're
to get
stuck
a team.
In it. Yeah, I don't blame them. But
but it's like, God, I don't want to get it that way.
But some of their fans are also being pretty ignorant about it.
There's
too.
A surprise.
Yeah.
People are ignorant online.
On Twitter? Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
Now they have more characters to be.
So anyway, the Crew are still in the playoffs, and I'm going to be rooting for the Crew all the
way
through.
Absolutely.
They're playing Toronto in the semifinals. I guess that's next week sometime or this weekend. But I'll be cheering for the Crew. There could be no better story in U.S. soccer than for the Crew to win that championship and just to prove to Precourt, you know, there's something there.
You can't send your delegate down to Austin and start talking about building a community.
Right.
Being a community club.
Well, and then somebody, you know, juxtaposed that with his statements when he bought the Crew. And they were almost word for word.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to, you know, revitalize the community in Columbus. And remember they had that god-awful For Columbus jersey a few years ago when they incorporated the city's flag colors into the jersey.
It's garbage, isn't it?
And, you know, they were all rah-rah the whole time. It's just, the whole time.
He had a plan.
And that's why...
So slimy.
Well,
but here's the thing, and that's what people here missed about the vote, is that Kavanaugh is the antipode.
Oh,
yeah,
completely.
He is the polar opposite of that man.
Jim would be selling his cars, you know, his house, to make sure things stayed working.
And the other thing is that I posted an article today on Twitter that, you know, more and more they're digging into this, and it, you know, they... You know, Precourt claims Columbus isn't financially, you know, doing well. They're paying less per game to play at Mapfre than Louisville pays to play at Slugger.
Holy shit.
They don't have the property tax because it's a city-owned stadium. I mean, they were comparing, their attendance isn't as high and their ticket revenues aren't quite as high. But when you factor in what Chicago and New York and those teams are paying to play in their stadiums, he's practically playing for free.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
And also, they jacked up the sponsorship rates.
Yeah, when they...
And then sponsors jumps off the table, and they're like, we can't get sponsors.
Oh, and make no mistake, his announcement that they're leaving was a calculated move to get fans pissed, to get sponsors not to renew,
yep.
so he could point and say, look.
You guys bailed.
It's even worse than it was when I first wanted out. Who makes that kind of announcement right before you're supposed to have your first playoff game? It was wholly ignorant.
Satan.
Yeah. So fuck him. I hope the crew wins. One piece of news from the team.
What?
So if the crew win,
yeah,
and the Deltas win,
yeah,
and Swope win on
yep.
Monday,
yep,
they could all not exist next year.
Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
American soccer, eh?
There you go. By the way, I'm cheering for the Deltas because I like a certain Mark DeSantos.
Yeah.
I like a certain Tommy Heinemann.
They could both just come on over.
Come on home, Tommy.
They got two guys that played for Louisville in the first year. Lubon and Brian Burke. I would quite happily take them guys, too.
Because he plays with that three at the back. So if he wanted to come to St. Louis, he could bring a couple of his guys with him.
We play six at the back.
Jesus. Yeah, maybe he'll like one of our defenders. News from the team, they did hire a new social media person, Nicole Antesio, I think, or Nicole. She's doing a hell of a job. She's
murdering it.
She's doing good. So make sure you're following them. If you unfollowed St. Louis FC on Twitter because they were boring you, follow them again because now it's exciting and she's having fun with it. When I say boring, they just did the tweets they had to do.
Yeah.
Who's your player of the match? And here's the score.
Scheduled.
She's actually having some fun with it now.
Interactions.
So, yeah. Do it. As far as things coming up, we've got, we know the team's going to host an MLS Cup watch party.
Can I interject for a moment here?
Sure you can.
Because we just had a post that I wanted to make sure I shared with everybody.
Okay.
Is that Friday night, if you're around on Friday night or you have a TiVo, record KTVI Channel 2. Because they sent a crew out to a certain naval ship where our own sailor, Chris LaMacchia, resides.
Very cool.
And he's going to be on. And he said, you know, he made sure that he gave a shout out to us and STLFC. We'll see if it makes a cut, if they cut us out or not. But opportunity to see one of our own out there rocking it. He and his new little family are doing well.
Yeah, new baby.
He's got to get rid of the mustache, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so
proper
awful.
Proper pontache, isn't it?
It is. But, no, good on him. I hope everybody gets to see us represented by our man on Friday night.
Yep. So there will be an MLS Cup watch party, so, you know, follow on social media for that. We will be having our annual town hall. Last year we did it the beginning of December. Actually, we're waiting for pieces to fall into place. But we will schedule that as soon as we can. But that is still on. We're going to have a Christmas party, so watch on social media for that. We've got our annual charity game in January. What's the date of that, Mitch?
January 6th.
January 6th, we'll be playing the American Outlaws, and that's raising food for St. Louis Area Food Bank. So,
and, you know, hopefully there won't be a flood.
Hopefully there won't be a flood.
If the weather is cooperative, that would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be on the main field at Soccer Park.
And we'll have ourselves a good old time. Last year was a lot of fun to watch.
And the other thing, we're going to have St. Luligan's ops meeting coming up soon. We may try to glom it on to one of those other things, depending on time and things like that. But if you're wanting to get more involved in the St. Luligan's, we'll have a meeting where you can come find out how you can do that and volunteer to take part in the, you know, getting things done for us. Because we're always looking for volunteers and that's the best way to to get good work done.
There's a lot of good people that do a lot of good work, and they need help. You know, guys like Mark and Aaron and the tailgate crew. You know, there's always room for help. Stuart with the TIFOs,
and everybody needs a night off now and again. So.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of places that we can use assistance, and you know.
So watch on social media. We'll be talking about that soon.
But you know, if it's not just a hangout. It's because you want to actually come and do something.
No, that'll be more of a meeting. Sometimes when we say it's a meeting, it's really just an excuse to get together and drink beer. This will be more of a meeting where, you know, there'll be notebooks and pens and stuff.
Actions.
You'll be
action
expected
items.
To write things down.
People will have takeaways.
Yes.
PowerPoints.
that's really all I've got. We had a couple questions on the Twitter, so I'm going to grab those
real quick. At some point, we have to talk about embracing the nightmare that's going to happen on Monday.
No, no, we don't. Nope. We don't have to talk about it at all, Matt Bird. Bring it up again.
Here's the thing. I hate both teams. I hate Swope, and I hate Louisville.
For different reasons.
Louisville mainly because they're everything we're not.
Yeah. Yep.
They've been in the league the exact same amount of time we have. They've been to 3 conference finals and now a finals.
I'm happy for my friends that are fans.
Right. Some Coopers really bug the shit out of me.
Yep.
But some of them I really like. And some guys who I guess they don't even identify as Coopers all the time. But, you know, we got Augustus, we got Taylor, we got Martin,
Heretics.
We got some guys we really,
Jay the drummer. They're good guys. They
really
are good.
Like.
But I'm not going to lie. I am envious.
Yeah. So I don't want them to win just for that reason.
I don't want any other fan of any other team to be happy.
But then we have fucking Swope. And again, it's a 2 team. I never want an MLS 2 team to win.
Ever.
Ever. We've had our row with the Zoo. I'm sure 99% of the guys in the Zoo are great, but the 2 or 3 I know about are horrible, horrible people. So I don't want them to be happy. So I don't know.
It's a nightmare. It's just a nightmare.
It is absolutely the worst.
It's the worst final we could have hoped for.
And we got away with it last year.
And all of them are thrilled. They're all tickled pink that I'm miserable. So fuck them.
I tell you, the soccer gods hated me this past weekend.
Yeah, I think so. So
it's a nightmare.
I will watch this game. I haven't watched any of the playoffs up till now because I've been too pained.
I watched the playoffs, but I won't watch the final.
I'll watch it.
I'll let you guys because I can't.
And I'll probably,
when it
comes down to penalty kicks, because God knows every game in USL has to come down to penalty kicks now.
Yeah.
I'll probably hope Louisville wins it on the last kick, but the guy breaks his leg when he takes it. That's the only solace I'll be able to get out of this.
I was promised a giant meteor.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, it could be cool if the world ends. But
Kim Jong-il, you're up.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Rocket Man.
You keep wanting
Don't make me watch this game.
It is just a nightmare. I mean, I mean... aside from the fact that we can't get it done, I do blame the Monarchs, San Antonio, the teams out there. How does Swope fluke their way into another final?
Back to back.
Fluke their way into another final.
Here's the thing about Mark DeSantos. he took them to the final.
Yes, he did.
Last year.
Yeah.
He's taken the Deltas to the final this year.
Yeah.
His last year with Ottawa took them to the finals.
Oh, he was their coach too.
He was Ottawa's coach. They went to the finals. Then he became a SKC assistant, and then became the Swope guy.
Get that man a plane ticket,
right?
I think I'll go out to San Francisco and offer to help.
Throw him in any league, give him players that he's never seen before, a brand new team.
Can I remind you of a certain current coach that you said the same thing about?
Right, exactly. But
I'll never get this time. I will never. I got super excited last offseason.
Oh, I will never get that excited again.
I will temper my expectations.
We could say Pep Guardiola's coming.
I'll go all. I will go all Mike Tully. Wait and see. Don't get your hopes.
Not that good. He's only been to 3 finals in a row in 2 different leagues. Yeah.
It's the hope that kills you.
So yeah, let me see if there's any questions here that we didn't just naturally address in our...
I really don't want to talk about the final anymore.
Mark Gardner wanted to know what our Dream Central Conference was. I think we kind of covered that.
I'd like to add in one northern team, like a Milwaukee or something like that. I think that'd be a fun trip.
Just because you want to get up to Wisconsin and get some beer?
Goddamn right. No, and it'd be neat to go to a cooler temperature.
Yeah.
Instead of going to, you know, 1,000 degrees in Texas.
Will Bramlett, who would be more insufferable after winning Monday, the Zoo or the Coopers?
The Zoo.
Well, the Andrew Zoo, Cox the will Zoo be, are...
Well, he's already insufferable.
Right, and there's not that many of them. There's a lot of Coopers that would talk a lot, and it would.
But you know what? They deserve it. They have been the most consistent team for 3 years.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
They it pains me to say it. I mean, I want to bang my head on a wall, but they have been the best team solidly for 3 years.
Yeah. Mario Solar down in Tulsa wants to know if you were the USF president, what would you change in the landscape of US soccer, and which candidate do you like?
I would bring back the Centennial Crest. First thing I would do.
Yep.
That is the first thing I would do.
I'm good with it.
That's it.
Larger sizes in new jerseys.
Job done.
Larger sizes in jerseys.
Sign a deal with Adidas because Nike can't make a kit to save their lives. You know, we'd tackle
the
all
other
the
thing?
Important things.
Standardized kits. Not having these crazy different ones. We need to have a national identity. Like, you know, when you look at a France shirt, it's a France shirt.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at a, you know, Columbia jersey, it's a Columbia jersey.
Yeah.
Is there a candidate going you like? I mean, I like Wijnaldum, but he's never going to win.
The reasons, I said this today on Twitter, the reasons why Wijnaldum should be elected are the reasons why he won't be.
Oh, absolutely.
You're right.
Martino is son of light. Landon dropped out because, you know, I don't think he was
because he
serious.
Wanted to stay home and pet his dogs and eat hamburgers.
He was on loan.
Oh, wait, that's why he dropped out of Germany.
Yeah.
I think Martino would.
He's a
little more in touch with the fans.
Yes, still a yes man, I think.
It is.
But
nothing's going to
change. But I worry about Wijnaldum. I don't think Wijnaldum could get anything done if he got in there.
He's going to be too combative.
And then he would quit a couple months in because that's also what he does. I don't know.
The problem is I don't see any good offers.
You know, it's like becoming president of the United States. No matter how good your heart is, no matter how great your ideas are.
You get PP tapes?
Once you get into the office and you realize the fucking red tape all around you, there's not much you can do. So even if we got the perfect guy,
he's going to be handcuffed by the system.
Exactly. And at a certain point, your spirit just goes and you're like, okay, well, maybe I'll just focus on the kids.
Which, okay, I'm fine with that.
Bellinger wants to know when the town hall is going to be. I would guess December, but if the coach gets pushed back farther, then it might not be. I don't think we should have a town hall until they've made some decisions about the direction the team is going to go.
Because then that'll be every single question. That and parking.
Otherwise, it would just be Tom sitting up there saying, I'm sorry.
I don't think he's really sorry.
I don't think he cares. No.
I'm just, I think they're sorry. They tried and it went wrong. And we just have to sit here and go, you know what?
At some point, that's all you can say.
It just went wrong. They laid all the cards on the table and it just didn't happen. It wasn't for the, I don't think it was for the lack of trying.
No.
And Mario Solar, last question. Who are you most excited to see next year of the new teams? Nashville, Fresno, Atlanta 2, Vegas, North Carolina. For me, it's Nashville. I want to make that Nashville trip.
It's the road trip and the location.
If we get fucked and move to the West, I'll be upset because we'll miss that Nashville trip.
I would love Indy as well.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Indy, we've been there for a game. The Brickyard Battalion and Slaughterhouse 19.
They're amazing.
Are great people. They play that fucking
hammer
game with the hammer. Oh. That's a bad idea, but I'm willing to
We're
do it.
We're not taking Rocco on that trip.
Yeah. That's a fun time, though. Indy's a good time.
Nashville would be an amazing time.
If we go out west, I'm not a Vegas guy.
I'm not a Vegas guy.
I've never been.
I wouldn't make that trip. I'd rather go back to Colorado Springs than Vegas.
Wreck.
Because of wreck.
I would go to Reno and stay in Tahoe. I could sell Erica on Lake Tahoe.
I think I'd rather do that.
He just wants to go to the brothels.
No, but I'd rather do that, I think, than Vegas, too. I'm just not that guy.
But I also
I know a lot of people would be excited about that Vegas trip. I mean, some guys are already talking about chartering a jet if that happens.
You know,
I don't have enough money to gamble. I think that's it.
I'm not a gambler. I'm not a gambler. I never have been.
If I had fat pockets, maybe I would. But
I think I wouldn't mind going for it's one of those things I'll go once and I'll experience it and I'll see some shows and I'll be like, oh, that was cool. I'm good.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends on Twitter who support certain clubs. I've got a couple of guys I know down in San Antonio. I'd probably would consider going to San Antonio.
Let's be honest. You'll go anywhere, Bird.
If there's a game and I can go to it, I'll go. Yeah. I'll go.
You've proven that.
Yeah, I would.
You went to Harrisburg.
Jesus Christ. That is a long ass way, guys.
Hey, you know what? You bring up the final again, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to remind you that you went to Harrisburg for that shit show.
Speaking of finals, Harrisburg's been there. Wait, I did. I looked it up on the other day. I was playing with Wikipedia. Since we've been in the league, there's only one other team besides us that hasn't made the playoffs. I can't remember who it was. There was only one other. Oh, it was Harrisburg, but they made it to the finals the year before.
Yeah.
So in the last 3 years, everybody's made it to the playoffs except for us.
All the independent clubs.
Well, I mean, yeah, not the MLS 2 teams, just the independent clubs.
Now,
because Tulsa got in and Phoenix got in this year.
Right, exactly.
I would like for all the listeners to understand something.
We suck.
All the negativity that you hear from Brad on the podcast, we get all week long in these messages.
Hey, guys, guess what I just found out? Yeah. We're the only team.
However, when he types, it's not chirpy and bubbly like that. It's,
no, there's
you
capitals
can,
and...
You can
crying faces.
You can smell the depression like an odor coming through the keyboard.
Yeah, I'm awful.
So this is what we deal with. This is what we bring to you.
The thing is, guys, this is what Brad looks forward to in life.
I know. This is his highlights.
I'm so miserable. Join me.
Again, this is why I drink.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a good note to go out on. We suck. But you know what?
Is there anything else we've said for the past 5 months?
Next year.
There's always next year.
There's always next year.
I'm still happy we have a next year.
I love this team.
There have been plenty of times that we didn't have a next year.
I mean, really, though, if when they signed Preki last year, which was around this time.
Yeah.
And if you could have just got like the little bubble pop above your head that it's, hey, it's Brad from the future. You're not going to believe how bad this goes. You wouldn't have believed it.
You're on the bus to Louisville for our first game.
Yeah.
You are on the bus to Louisville for our first game. Brad from the future pops up.
Hey, everybody.
Guess what happens?
Hey, enjoy these first couple of games, because after that, it all goes to shit.
You know how many people would be like,
you're going to see in Louisville?
They're going to win the whole thing.
Wildly successful.
Everybody on bus 1 and 3 suddenly says, I wish I was on bus 2.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, bus 2. The luckiest people all here. So,
oh Jesus!
So, with that said,
we're laughing at least.
Tom, I know you're listening. let's make some changes. Let's get this ship righted.
I'm sorry.
No.
I got nothing.
Gallows humor is the best humor.
Yeah. Hey, look. Maybe next year Harrisburg will make the playoffs, and we won't. So we'll be the only ones.
Jesus.
I expect Fresno to win the league next year.
Oh, Reno Nelly did.
Yeah. There
squad
you go.
Squad goals.
Hashtag. All right, I'm done with you guys.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. I see a red door and I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. A line of cars and they are painted black.